Message number 616. This group of 12 representing powerful nations is an affront to the existence of my 12 apostles. Tuesday, November 20, 2012 at 11:50 p.m. My dearly beloved daughter, many insults are being flung against me, the Savior of man, and they are disguised under a veil of deceit. Satan has infested Christians in particular all over the world at this time. He does this in the most cunning way. He convinces them that they must show allegiance to their brothers and sister by getting them to believe in lies. People by their nature have a caring side born of a natural love for others. This is a gift from God. Satan uses this emotion to draw man into a web of deceit over which he has little control. He manages to get them to believe in laws which amount to grave sins against God. By supporting others in their quest to bring about laws which condone murder, war, and blasphemies against God, many people believe that they are doing the right thing. When you believe that sin is acceptable and that it is justified because it is for the good of others, you have fallen into a carefully orchestrated trap. It is no coincidence that excuses for division in Christian churches are mounting. It is no coincidence that any excuse to condone abortion is presented to you at this time. Every nation is linked and every public outcry to introduce abortion, condone war, and bring about changes in Christian churches is being planned by one entity. This group has been planning these events for many years. They know exactly who they are and what they are doing. They are very powerful and dangerous. Stop, watch, and listen, for by now you must accept that what I tell you is in the name of God. All these monstrous and repulsive actions presented to you as plausible and caring changes in your society have been planned and coordinated on a global basis by the group of 12. This group of 12 representing powerful nations is an affront to the existence of my 12 apostles. They will present and support the Antichrist in the world just as my 12 apostles presented me in public during my time on earth. Their power means that each powerful nation supports each other to bring about sinful laws to ensure that they will be accepted. How you, my beloved disciples, will suffer because of your access to the truth. The truth will open your eyes to the evil all around you. You must never fear the truth. It is only when you accept it that it can protect you from these wicked laws, deeds, and acts. Know that those nations who partake in the introduction of wicked laws will suffer the most during their final purification. They may believe that they are beyond reproach, but they will only succeed in achieving one thing. That will be a punishment so severe that they will not be able to hide or cover their faces to avoid it. They will first of all have to answer to me. Many will spit even then in my face. And then they will join the Antichrist, the beast, and all those fallen angels for an eternity of pain. I now warn you. To those of you who try to bring abortion into your nations, to those who defile my Christian churches, and to those who honor the beast, your days are few. For you there will be no future, no eternal life, nor access to my kingdom. Your Jesus.